The limo pulled into the busy intersection at Atlantic Avenue and Clinton Street, and the vibrant city sounds of Brooklyn filtered through the car window. Aiden barely noticed the honking horns, the distant hum of conversation, and the rhythmic thud of music from nearby cars. As the limo pulled onto his uncle's block, Aiden suddenly realized he hadn't called Mia to let her know he'd landed. He pulled out his phone and dialed her number. Mia picked up the call on the second ring and then reminded him they were on speaker and she had the boys in the vehicle. He said hello to the boys and his dog, Bo, and then told her that he'd landed and was heading to Clara's. In the background, Aiden could hear the boys fighting. "We're taking Bo on a short hike before we head back to the ranch," she said. She sounded exhausted. "After we return to the minor emergency clinic to retrieve Carter's tablet." "Is he okay?" "He dislocated his elbow jumping off his bunk bed." "Ouch. I did that at his age, too." "He's a daredevil. Like you." Aiden chuckled. He'd seen that in the kid. Mia had called him fearless, but it was more than that. It was more of a drive for adventure and excitement, to which Aiden could relate. "We're turning onto my uncle's block now, so I gotta go. I'll call you tonight?" The last part sounded more like a question. "Okay, tell your sister..." The conversation ended abruptly, severed mid-sentence, leaving a jarring silence in its wake. Aiden lowered the cell phone from his cheek with confusion etched on his face as he stared at the blank screen. An instant later, tires screeched as a white sedan barreled into the intersection and violently T-boned a red SUV. A cacophony of crashing metal and shattering glass erupted as the vehicles pinwheeled in opposite directions. Aiden glanced down, desperately trying to buckle his seatbelt, but he was too late. Suddenly, a red Ford truck slammed into the already crushed sedan, rebounding off the twisted vehicle and careening into the intersection, just in time to collide with Aiden's limousine on the driver's side. Aiden gasped, trying desperately to refill his lungs with air after being thrown sideways into the door. The inertia of the spinning vehicle hurled him onto the floorboard as that huge Ford truck spun the limo through the intersection toward the sidewalk. A shrill, metallic screech was followed by a jarring halt against a fire hydrant. Aiden, shaken, managed to clamber back into his seat. His eyes, wide with shock, took in the catastrophic scene outside. The truck's grille was wedged tightly against the driver's side door. The chauffeur rapped on the glass divider between them. His voice, muffled and distant, broke through Aiden's daze. "Can you get your door open?" Aiden could barely hear him over the ringing in his ears. He reached for the handle and pushed on the door. It budged only a few inches before being stopped by the fire hydrant. He closed it and pushed the button to roll down his window. The window remained stubbornly closed. Trapped, and fearing the vehicle might burst into flames at any moment, Aiden fought the rising tide of panic. He worked on his breathing. In through the stomach and diaphragm. He counted to four, exhaled, and took another deep breath, calming his racing thoughts. "What's in your control, Miller?" He continued to breathe and create the mental space to parse the problem, removing the panicky emotions that were keeping him from focusing on the only thing that mattered in the situation at hand, the one thing he could control, his next move.